Hi, this is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Now, in this case, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how do you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August the 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. Now, let me give you the answers. For example, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely voting. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. And I am not registered to vote.
Yes, I am going to vote.
You're going to vote. Thank you for that. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th, for example?
Mail-in ballot.
Sorry?
Mail-in ballot.
Mail-in ballot. Okay, thank you for that, sir. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, some other political party?
Independent.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your main racial background? African American,
Black, Hispanic, white. Yeah, white.
Hispanic, white.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, what is your age?
Okay, my age?
Yeah, for example, between 18 and 35.
Yeah, I'm 59.
Thank you for that. And in this case, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have not opinion or have never heard of each person, you can tell me as well, okay? For example, Kamala Harris.
Yes.
You have a very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Yeah, very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you. Cindy Lerner.
Who?
Cindy Lerner.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
You don't know. Okay. Richard Prasnick.
Yes.
It will be a very favorable.
Yes.
Very favorable. Raquel Regalado.
I don't think it's much.
Okay. It will be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Perfect. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, today among the following candidates for whom you will vote, Eddie Rojas, Carlos Garin, Slomo Dessinger, Daniela Levine Cava, Miguel Quintero, Alexander Otaola, or Manny Cid?
Yes, Daniela Cava.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, well, you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Let me mark that down here. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote, for example, Rachel Prasnick, Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner.
Yeah, Richard Prasnick.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Richard Pasnik?
Yes. Definitely. Yeah.
Excellent. Let me mark that down in here. Now, within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
I don't think so, no.
No, okay. Now, in this case, within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yeah, I think I saw some flyers.
Some flyers. Okay. Let me mark that down in here. Now, did what you see?
An email. I think I got a text message on her too.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and write that down in here. Now, what did you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions? And if it made no difference, you can
Yeah, it didn't make any difference.
Okay, excellent. Now, you will be asked a few short demographic questions before I finish for qualification purposes only. Now, if you were to label yourself, will you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Is that right?
Liberal.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, will you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
I guess somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you for that, sir. Now, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma?
College degree.
College degree? It will be, for example, college graduate with an associate or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor or 4 years degree.
Yeah, bachelor with a 4 year degree.
Thank you for that. Now, what is your national ancestry? For example, Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican.
Dominican.
Okay. In your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Always speak English.
Always speak English. Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, and I hope you have a really good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Stay safe.
Okay.